Even modest backyard gatherings or nonprofit events can produce major amounts of trash. One way to minimize that is reusing things like utensils, plates, and glasses. And Mary Minot, known professionally as Green Mary, has an easy way to do that. An unusual lending library of place settings.
We have about 300 large plates, small plates, and bowls, 250 to 300 coffee mugs, the utensils, we have about 750 of each, water pitchers, igloos, and ceramic crocks for water dispensers, real cloth napkins, and tablecloths.
These are not all nicely matched sets, something that is emphatically the case with one indispensable item for events in this area.
We have about 400 wine glasses that are from festivals and events all over the Bay Area, so it's really fun to always know which one's yours.
For 15 years, Green Mary has been in the business of, as she puts it, greening events, by maximizing composting and recycling while reducing or eliminating materials sent to landfills. Her informal lending library began when she found out that some popular plant-based dishes and utensils were not truly compostable, as advertised.
Sonoma Compost, with a little bit of research, found out that those allegedly compostable potato-based utensils and corn-based cups weren't breaking down sufficiently in their organic waste facility. And so when they banned the compostable plastics, we said, we're not going to go back to petroleum cups and petroleum utensils. What can we do? For small events, we went out and acquired every utensil and cup that we could find, whether it was Goodwill or donation. We just started amassing so that we could green events and not make any waste in the cup and utensil realm.
These days, the library is housed by Green Mary staff member Robin Latham, who coordinates logistics for the business.
When I realized what was happening with the lending library, that it was starting to be sort of an anchor around her neck, but that it still was a real positive for the people in the community, I was just moving into a new house, had a big garage. I said, I'll take the lending library. We tried to find a home for it. We couldn't, so I became the home.
So now she manages the library and its deployment. A modest fee is charged, typically $75, for borrowers who take care of transporting the items and returning them clean.
Most people just come and get it. I mean, sometimes people think that we're like a rental service and they say, oh, Anna, 120 matched plates and blah, blah, blah. And we have to go, no. And once they know what it is, they can just come and get it with really strong messaging from me about make sure that you wash, dry, and return things the way that they were given to you. And for the most part, people are pretty good about that.
Latham says she took that job on in part to ensure that the library remained available as a resource for local nonprofits.
I really like to make sure that we can help nonprofits, so many of them who are trying to do the right thing in the world, be green as well, because events by their nature create a lot of garbage. And one of the things the lending library does is help people who are trying to help the planet or maybe just trying to do the right thing in the world do it better.
Summer, predictably, is the busiest season for the library. Reservations are often a good idea, especially for first-time borrowers. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.